From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Chantal Crevy-Isaac with Feels Like Home. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Show, which takes place every April, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 26th or the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America, and we'll be talking with Caroline Kreese in just a moment. Also, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. Also, Travis Arnett with Arnett Construction. And finally, Beth Rivers with Closet Factory. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America, and we're very proud to have Energy One America as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th or the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. Caroline, take a moment and tell everybody about Energy One America.
Energy One America, we're located on Daniel Island. We are predominantly spray foam insulation, but we carry many other products for your home, like fiberglass, crawl space encapsulations. We now have an exterior air seal product, just a lot of variety of products that we carry.
They all kind of revolve around helping homeowners save money on their energy costs.
That is correct.
Good deal. And today we're going to focus on spray foam insulation, and we've had an extraordinarily hot summer in Charleston. What are some of your customers telling you about spray foam insulation with Energy One America?
What customers are sort of complaining about that prompts me to come to their home is that their HVAC can't keep up. They've got the thermostat set at 75 degrees, and it won't shut off, and it won't go below 80.
Just running constantly.
It's just running all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's not cooling them off.
Mm-hmm.
So spray foam underneath the roof line would make the house more even temperatured throughout, drop that attic temperature to about 90 degrees today, you know, and it's more than 90 degrees outside right now. It makes your air conditioner work better. Closed cell foam actually helps to strengthen your roof line in the event of violent weather, which we haven't had that yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And those customers that you're talking to who are calling you about spray foam insulation from Energy One America, what kind of insulation do they have in their homes right now?
Currently, they just have fiberglass insulation on the floor of their attics. They either have blown fiberglass or they have bat fiberglass, and it's just not doing the trick.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know the answer to this. You obviously, Energy One America can obviously help homeowners with an existing home, whatever kind of insulation that they may have in their existing homes.
That is correct. We can upgrade their insulation and do the spray foam underneath the roof line as opposed to your standard, you know, insulation that goes on the floor.
Do you touch anything, that fiberglass insulation that's already between the joists up in the attic?
We normally suggest that it be removed, especially if it's old, if it's gotten wet, or if critters have been in it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, because that can cause odor, it can probably carry disease, that kind of thing.
That's also what creates the dust in your house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does Energy One America take all that old insulation out?
We either, if it's bats, we bag it up, or if it's blown, we have a machine that comes out and sucks it out.
Okay, I gotcha. And so so spray foam insulation from Energy One America, that is sprayed onto the roof sheathing on the underside of the roof in the attic space. Correct?
That is correct. It goes underneath the roof line, so it would go underneath the angled roof line and any vertical areas. Maybe there's gable end walls in your attic. We would block off any ventilation in your attic, meaning if you've got your ridge vent, you've got fans coming out of the roof, your soffits, we do what's called an unvented attic. Mm. So we block off all the ventilation, and it's a good thing.
So in the old days of construction, when the builder would say we want our homes to breathe, this is sort of turning the conventional wisdom upside down, and you're saying it's important to seal up the that attic space with spray foam insulation, and then that will help to keep one's home cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter.
That is correct. We want to, have your attic not be exposed to the outside elements. So what happens is your attic typically stays within 20 degrees of the thermostat. So in the winter, maybe it's around 50, and in the summer, it's around 90. But you're no longer, your attic is no longer affected by what's going on outside. And it makes it more part of your conditioned space, but it's not conditioned itself, and you're not, You're saving money by doing it. My personal electric bill dropped 40% the very next month of having my attic sprayed.
Here's a question for you. That a lot of our listeners may have. You're talking about insulating the attic space with spray foam insulation. What that can't possibly do much to make my home feel more comfortable and to save money. What about the walls of the house?
Well, from what I understand, 50% of your energy loss is through the roof, 40% is through the floor, and 10% is through the walls. And so I do get a lot of calls in the winter time when they'll say it feels cold in this room, and it's a corner room, and I'll just suggest, can we just spray foam your roof, see how that feels? You know, because your energy loss is not so high through the walls.
So if you're building a new house, for example, the kind of rank the from top to bottom, what areas of the house would you recommend someone insulate with spray foam insulation?
Most important would be the roof. Second important would be the floor, especially if you're putting down hardwood floors, which most people are. And then third would be the walls.
Okay. So if you wanted to save some money, you might just use fiberglass insulation in the exterior walls of the house.
Yes.
But it's very, very important to insulate the attic area first, and then underneath in the crawl space area secondly.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good. I think that's an important point to make. As far as the process goes, what will Energy One America do when they come out to someone's house to install spray foam insulation?
When we show up to install insulation, we will mask off wherever we're walking and wherever the hoses go. We will do our best to bring the hose in and maybe through a window on the second floor, somewhere near the attic access, and we'll we'll spray. We highly recommend that people be gone while we're spraying. It's not good to be there while we're not to be home while we're spraying, but they should be able to return to their house later on.
Is the spray foam itself is a petroleum based product? Is it safe to breathe? I know that you're the installers at Energy One America wear those heavy duty respirators when they're installing the spray foam insulation.
The foam cures in 20 seconds, and basically when all is said and done, it's a plastic. So it's very fine. It's fine to breathe, you know, when have it around you and breathe it, just not during install.
Gotcha.
That's all.
Gotcha. So how long does it take typically to spray foam an attic area?
It shouldn't take more than a day. I mean, usually it's half to three quarters of a day.
Gotcha.
Depends on the size of the house, of course.
And the impact on the homeowner is not much because you're running the hose up through maybe a second story window, and then you're just kind of putting some floor protection down where the technicians are walking in and out of your house.
Yep. It's minimally invasive.
Very good. Very good. and then we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, what's the difference between closed cell insulation and open cell spray foam insulation?
Okay. Open cell is more of a sound absorbing product, and closed cell is going to make your roof 300% stronger.
Hmm.
But they are both great insulators. So
okay.
They both stop air infiltration, which is the key to doing either one of them.
Gotcha. When would you recommend closed cell versus open cell spray foam insulation?
Closed cell would be the only insulation I would recommend in a floor system, and you could do either one in a roof system.
Okay. And so the open cell helps with soundproofing, and the closed cell, if you're spraying that on your roof line, the roof sheathing, it acts as almost like liquid nails, right? It connects, helps to form a connection between your roof sheathing, that's the wood that you see when you're in the attic of your roof, with all of the roof joists and so forth. And that's important because we're in a hurricane prone area. And if you were to lose your roof, it's okay if you lose the shingles, but if you were to lose your roof, you're going to experience catastrophic flooding in your house.
And I usually say it's raining in your house.
It's raining in your house, exactly. And then if the other thing is your insurance company may say, oh, well, that's not wind and hail. It was flooding that took place. And then someone may or may not even have flood insurance in your house. So it's just an added bonus. You get you get the spray, the closed cell spray foam insulation for to make your home more comfortable and to save money on your power bill. But the added bonus, and you're not paying anything extra for that, is it in the event of a high-speed windstorm in Charleston, which we will have at some point, it's going to protect your roof.
We have them even though they're not on the
weather
report.
That's true. That's true.
They can just come through at a moment's notice.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's just helpful to have your roof glued down on the top of your walls.
Glued down. There you go. How can folks get more information about Energy One America?
Our website is energyoneamerica.com, and our phone number is 843-388-6260.
All right, great. Well, and come out to see Energy One America at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center. Thanks so much, Caroline.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America. And we're very proud to have Energy One America as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Custom Home Designs. And you can see Crosby Creations home designs at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Tim?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
We are a full-service architectural design firm that produces basically blueprints for a custom home design. We also do renovations and additions. We work all over the Low Country and the 13 some odd municipalities in the area. We also do stuff out of state oftentimes, but we provide the design aspect of when people want to build a house.
Gotcha. So Crosby Creations Home Designs, you are one of the options that a homeowner looking to build a house or maybe remodel a house can work with. They could buy house plans online. They could hire an architect. Both of those are kind of on the extreme ends of the spectrum. House plans, you're not going to really have any assistance. It's just buying it on the internet. With an architect, you'll get a lot of help, but it's costlier than working with Crosby Creations Home Designs. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, that is correct. What our category is basically is a residential design firm. I'm a professional building designer on the mm-hmm. residential spectrum. So I've been in this industry my entire life. I've literally been doing some sort of planning, designing, construction for 20 years from high school on through. And I've worked at various places. I've from surveying to engineering to a track builder that I worked with for 8 years to being able to start up my own firm. I've been in business since 2008, and we have just grown in strides ever since. It's been a great past 3-4 years that we just grow every year. It's been phenomenal.
Well, that's great. When folks visit crosby-creations.com, your website, will you have photographs of some of the finished work that Crosby Creations Home Designs has designed for homeowners?
Yes, absolutely. In addition to that, we also have the process spelled out for the clients, things that they'll sort of need to have established before our first meeting, and some of the stuff that they really need to have established before they even contact us, being a survey, number one, of the property. It will also talk about the pricing structure, and we have a link for reviews. Everything, you know, a lot of the stuff is linked back to our house page because it's a great portal for us to really get everything out there. People can see our reviews. People can see the portfolio. We've got, I don't know, 20 or 30 projects on house right now that are, you know, photograph projects that people can see the finished product. It's great. And I'd love to get into a little bit about the process.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, talk about the process, because a homeowner, they wish they could just snap their fingers and their brand new newly built house is finished and they're ready to move in. But unfortunately, it's something that they're going to have to live through the entire process. So let's talk about what a customer, someone that is looking to build a house, what they need to have together in order to start the home designing process.
Yes, I think the scariest calls that we get are those people that say, can you have our house plans in 2 or 3 weeks? And we have to kind of break their hearts and let them know that it is a lengthy process.
How lengthy?
It can, if they have all of their ducks in a row, say they have their survey, they've closed on their lot, they have their financing set up, they, you know, sort of have a builder in mind, it's about an 8 to 12 week process for us. And that is typically not in a neighborhood that has an architectural review board that we would need to go through lengthy submittals and approval processes. Mm-hmm. So I would say on average for us, the quickest we can get something done is about 8 weeks. And that largely depends on the timely feedback of the client, just being able to give us input on the various phases of the project. We do, you know, floor plan development. Once we get that, we go through the elevation development. We do the electrical schematics, so on and so forth. If they're able to turn things around within, you know, 24 to 48 hours, we can continue to move the process along. If they're waiting 2-3 weeks to get back to us, obviously it's going to lengthen, and we never push. People can take as long as they want, but we ask that they don't push us so hard either, because some, you know, it takes a little bit of time. We've got over 20 projects on our plate right now, and we really do try to keep everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. Would Crosby Creations Home Designs, would you folks visit the site where the home is going to be built to kind of assess maybe the best position of the house and so forth?
We, way back in the day, did do a lot more site visits than we do now, but Google Earth has been such a fabulous tool for us. There are certain sites that I do insist on visiting just because of, you know, maybe large trees in the way, very, very narrow view corridors that we really need to capture, and we need to be able to make sure that we are getting the views that these people have paid for when they purchase this land. So, you know, there are a handful of lots that I do really want to go visit. There are, but for the vast majority, I pull it up on Google Earth. We talk about it. We sit down, we go over the site plan. We talk about, you know, where the sun rises, where the sun sets, where they want that coming into the house. And it, we collaborate very closely with the clients on where they're going to place their house.
Wind direction, prevailing breezes, is that something you take into consideration?
Not typically.
No. Okay.
It's usually the people down here, they want the view that they want.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Most people are buying a lot in a neighborhood, and so in that subdivision, there typically is an ARB, an architectural review board. So talk about what the how Crosby Creations Home Designs can help that homeowner walk the project through the process.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I mentioned before, survey is number one. We definitely want to have a survey. We want to have a tree survey, a topographical survey, you know, and there's some other things that we really need the surveyor to be locating and getting different information on the plan, because we have to meet the criteria of the architectural review boards as well as the city or county in which it resides in. They are typically also expected to hire a landscape architect, and we're able to provide different vendors that we work with that, you know, we have approved surveyors, approved landscape architects. We provide, you know, soil consultant companies that they can call. We really like to be that one-stop shop from the point of they buy the land, they call us, we help walk them through to the point where we hand those plans off to the builder. The soil test is important if you're in a flood zone. You never know what that soil looks like underneath. Are we going to do a piling foundation for a drive under? Are we going to do a CMU, you know, pier wall foundation, that sort of thing? And that soil test is going to allow the structural engineer to tell us, you know, what kind of foundation we need to put in. Speaking of which, structural engineer is another thing that, you know, goes along with the whole package as a whole.
They got to stamp the plans.
Yeah, they've got to stamp the structural plans. And a lot of times the architectural review boards, you know, give you all of this in a neat little packet that can sometimes be anywhere from 5 pages to 130 pages. It just depends on what neighborhood you're in. But if you, before you buy a lot, read those guidelines in those neighborhoods. Just know what you're getting into, because sometimes people are really sticker shocked when they realize that they have about 5 or 6 different professionals they have to hire before they can even apply for a permit, you know, even hand off the plans to a builder.
Like, give me an example. You were mentioning before we started the interview, Rushland, which is on John's Island. Mm-hmm. And Crosby Creations Home Designs, you folks have designed at least one house out there. What was the process out at that particular subdivision?
Yeah, we've done close to a dozen designs out in Rushland. And, you know, as far as the pricing structure for us, we charge $2 per square foot for our designs. I've entered into a joint venture with an architect, a local architect, and he's been absolutely wonderful, a great mentor for myself and my employee, Matt, and has really helped us through a lot of these neighborhoods. And he, you know, let me backtrack. Rushland requires an architect, and my architect reviews and stamps. We collaborate. And along with my fees, you have the architect's fees. Along with that, you know, you have the surveyor, you have the landscape architect, you have the engineer. a set of plans in Rushland with all the professionals that you have to hire is probably going to run between $10,000 and $15,000 to be able to get to that point. So I think it's so important when people are looking at land to really reach out to some professionals in this industry and just kind of talk about it and make sure, you know, that it's within their budget, because people do get sticker shocked and they do get disappointed, and I hate being the bearer of that bad news. You know, I'd really love for people to be, you know, educated, and you can't do that unless you make the right phone calls and you talk to the right professionals.
Right. But Jody, you're going to help make sure a homeowner doesn't make any mistakes too along the way in terms of you know, just any kind of issues that might come up once the homeowner moves into their house and they're living in their house, and they're gonna be like, oh gosh, but they're not gonna say, I wish the window was 3 inches over to the right or something like that.
Yes, we absolutely help them through that entire process to be able to really truly visualize what the house is gonna look like. We have, you know, we do everything in 3D, so we're able to produce these beautiful 3D renderings for our clients so that they can see inside and out. You know, they can call me and go, Jody, I really need to see the family room back wall from where I'm going to stand in the kitchen. We can pop up a 3D view and they can look at it and go, oh, awesome, that's what I'm visualizing. If they want drop beams, if they want a coffered ceiling, we can model all of that stuff in the software for them so that they can, you know, our tagline is visualize, design, realize. And it truly is how we do business every single day.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Home Designs?
Well, you can reach us via telephone, 843-514-7354, or check us out on the web at crosby-creations.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America, and we're very proud to have Energy One America as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Travis Arnett with Arnett Construction. How you doing, Travis?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Travis, take a moment and tell everybody about Arnett Construction.
Well, Arnett Construction, we're a full-service general contractor specializing in large renovations and custom homes.
Gotcha. All right. So if a homeowner calls Arnett Constructions, you can help them build a brand new house. Talk about maybe some of the projects that that Arnett Construction has worked on in the recent past.
Well, we just finished up a slew of houses on Johns Island and downtown, all new houses.
Were these like spec houses, or are they?
No, they're
were
all
they
custom
for
homes for individual clients that had been referred to us in some manner of speaking.
Gotcha. What was the biggest of those houses?
We had a couple that were about 3,500 square feet,
which is a little on the higher end of a custom home that's built today, typically. And then how about the smallest of the custom homes?
The smallest was about 2,100 square feet, and then we had one that was around 2,300. All sorts of different custom homes, from an elevated crawl space design to elevated with drive under garages and storage areas.
What are some of the features that you like to suggest to a homeowner building a new house? What are some of the must have things that you suggest?
Well, when you first start the construction, I would certainly suggest and steer my clients towards energy savings, making sure that you have a house that performs the way that you want it to. I think that's important. But then once you get in, it's all dried in, you have the drywall done, and the finishes start. I think wall finishes and trim packages are very important and can be a lot of fun to utilize all sorts of different ideas on the inside.
You just mentioned wall packages. I'm looking at the Arnett Construction ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine. Talk about is this like reclaimed wood on the walls?
Well, that ad is a mix of about three or four different houses.
Oh, okay.
And one of them has barn wood, reclaimed barn wood from Pennsylvania, as an accent wall.
Uh-huh.
There's another one that we did downtown that was a full renovation that we utilized all of the reclaimed wood during the demolition to build back this kind of heart pine accents and structures. One of the others happens to be beams that I drove to Ohio and handpicked some reclaimed beams to do a trellis of sorts inside someone's living room.
Neat. That's really interesting. Do you, you obviously are not afraid to work with old building material then?
No, sometimes I prefer it. There's something that you can get in the old that you just can't replicate with the new stuff. Even though there's a lot of different products out there and techniques to distress things and make them look older, the old stuff's really fun because it's just got character that just can't be replicated.
Do you ever come across the real 2x4s, the 2x4s that actually measure out 2 inches by 4 inches? Because that's not the case today.
Nope, constantly, particularly in downtown, on the peninsula, we run into that on practically every house that we do. We're renovating two on Ashley right now that we've reclaimed some of the rafters to have exposed beams when we vaulted the ceilings. So it's always nice to have like a little piece of history showing,
right?
And less of a vanilla box feel.
Right. Adds a lot of character.
Yep.
You mentioned helping your customers who you build homes for save money on their energy costs. What are some of the energy saving features that you like to incorporate into a house that's built by Arnett Construction?
Building a tight house, which basically means that air cannot infiltrate it, which can be achieved through insulation, spray foam. That's a big plus to spray foam a house these days. HVAC, having energy efficient units, you know, in the 16 SEER above, that's important. Sometimes, you know, we'll even recommend if gas is available, you know, using natural gas to heat your house.
Travis, Arnett Construction was involved with a remodel of a project on John's Island. The homeowners lost their house when that tornado went through last October?
Yes, it was last October when the tornado hit John's Island, and it came tearing across Sunny Boy Lane. And Ryan was in the house with his almost one-year-old daughter, and they hid in the closet till the tornado had passed, at which point the rear of their house was missing, and the whole structure had to be demolished. We were able to utilize the existing foundation and supplement it with a new, larger footprint. We built a larger house than they had originally had. It took us about 6 months to finish building it up, but it's a really pretty house with a great view, and I think they're very happy.
Is it a stronger built house than what they had before?
Well, the house they had in October was 20 years old and doesn't have the same meet the same codes that we have today.
Oh yeah,
we're as of July 1st, everyone in the Charleston area is under the 2016 International Residential Code. And our wind loads and codes and strapping, the way we build houses, are just they're tighter and stronger than they were 20 years ago.
The house that Arnett Construction built today would probably have survived that tornado.
I'd like to think so, but I'm not gonna. I'm not going to start advertising.
Right. Well, I'm sure that was an emotional project, because the homeowners had lost so much, and it being something I'm sure they didn't plan on building a house or remodeling a house, but it suddenly just landed in their lap.
Yeah, it was a big surprise, luckily everyone in that whole community. Johns Island had a lot of damage from the tornado. I think there were estimates that by the time it hit Sunny Boy Lane, it was an F3, which was nowhere close to the F1 that they had been, broadcasting the tornado alert. And I never thought we'd ever see a tornado on Johns Island. Mm-hmm. But everyone was great out there after the devastation. Some homes completely demolished, collapsed to the mm-hmm. ground. No one was hurt, which is a miracle. But watching everyone rebuild around that house while we rebuilt their house was something special to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Arnett Construction?
Well, you can go to our website at arnettconstructionsc.com. That's the easiest way to contact us and see some of the projects that we're the most proud of.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Travis Arnett with Arnett Construction. Thanks so much, Travis.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America, and we're very proud to have Energy One America as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Beth Rivers with the Closet Factory. How you doing, Beth?
I'm great.
Good. Beth, take a moment and tell everybody about Closet Factory.
The Closet Factory's been in Charleston for about 16 years. Currently, we have a factory in the Lexington, Columbia area that services the state, but I am the local representative for the Charleston area, and like I said, I've been doing it in this area for over 16 years.
Gotcha. So Closet Factory, obviously, you can help homeowners with their closets. Is it new construction only, or is it also retrofitting a new closet into an existing home?
It's all types of closet. It's new construction, it's retrofit, it's making spaces that, well, you wouldn't normally think you could store clothes into a closet.
Gotcha. Well, let's pretend for a second. Let's say I am a customer and I call you at the Closet Factory. What would you would you be going out to my house to look at the existing closets, the existing spaces?
I would like to, because everyone has a different amount of items they try to put in a space, and what we need to look at in the beginning is what you're actually trying to put into the space, so that we can arrange the space to accommodate your personal items.
And would you be bringing me samples of the different types of materials that would be used for the closets?
We would bring you samples and selections of different types of materials that you can put on to dress up your closets.
And I'm looking at the Closet Factory ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and this is just a stunning closet. What kind of materials? It looks kind of like a lighter veneer wood on these closets.
It's a melamine product.
Okay.
And by it being a melamine product, it means you never have to paint it again. Our closets come with a lifetime guarantee, so if anything goes wrong with it, you call us and we'll come fix it.
Very nice. And this looks like it's maybe kind of a maple. A light maple looking closet. Talk about some of the different features of this particular closet.
The difference between us and most other closet companies is we're a floor-based system.
Which what does that mean?
All the weight rests on the floor. We don't use the studs in your wall to hang up the closets. I think the studs in the wall should be used to hold up your second floor, your roof, not your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that? Like, it seems like the most obvious thing would be you don't have to worry about having to vacuum underneath the...
It's just more for strength. I mean, that's also a factor that you don't have to vacuum underneath it, but it's more for strength.
Okay. It's resting right on the existing floor. I gotcha. That's great. And this particular closet has got, was this an actual closet space, or it looks like maybe they turned like a small bedroom into this closet?
That particular one was a closet, but we do many of children going off to college, and we take those rooms and we turn them into nice master closets.
Oh, that's, I'm sure the kids are surprised when they come home for a visit, but I'm sure the parents love it.
They do.
And this one has got, it's very roomy. It's got an island in the middle. What are these pull-out drawers on the
those
island?
Those are. That's an island in the middle with a granite countertop. Ooh. Generally, you need about 10 feet to have an island in the middle of your closet.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what are some of the other features of this particular closet? It looks like mirrors that are kind of built into the wardrobe itself.
Mm-hmm. That particular closet has, it looks like a closet within a closet. It has mirrored doors on the front. Some people have some rather extravagant clothes that they don't want to stay out. They don't want dust to get on, and this allows you to put them behind doors.
Mm. What are some of the questions that you ask homeowners when you're doing a visit at their house?
Basically, an inventory of what they want to put in it is the most important thing, because the closets are not just something that you buy and put in. It's all, our closets are all custom made. We don't have pre-designated sizes. The sizes we cut in our factory fit in your closet. You don't have to have special sections that can only fit double hang.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And do you find that maybe the husband if he has his own walk-in closet, does he have different wants and needs than his wife?
Of course he does. His sizes are different. His shoes are bigger. He doesn't have dresses hanging in his closet,
uh-huh.
So he doesn't need quite as much long hanging.
Gotcha. My big thing in my closet was I wanted a lot of hooks. I wanted a lot of hooks so that I could just hang stuff up that I might want to wear another day or something.
That's something that we can put in. Actually, the first closet I ever saw in an old home in Charleston, a real closet, was a very thin closet with hooks behind it.
Mm-hmm. What when Closet Factory finishes a project, what are some of the reactions that you've experienced from your customers?
Well, most people can actually get everything in one place and can see it. They can't believe they have this many clothes. A lot of times people have been buying the same thing over and over again because they couldn't find it in their closet.
Wow.
But by organizing things and putting it in perspective in different places, you can see what you have. It also allows people to go through their items that they're not using anymore and realize by touching and feeling it that they haven't done that in years, and gives them an opportunity to get rid of some of the things.
Mm-hmm. I know you're not in real estate, but have you found that having a custom closet from Closet Factory, does generally speaking, I would think that would really raise the value of a house, might be a tipping point with someone who's looking to purchase one house over maybe another one down the street.
Oh, I definitely would think so. I've dealt with realtors before that have had homes that they just couldn't sell, that they didn't think there was enough space in the house, and then after I've gone in and made the closet look a little bit bigger by designing a closet system, the houses have sold.
Some people may not miss what they don't know. What happens when you replace like somebody's wire shelf, a closet that has like a lot of wire shelves in it, and then a beautiful new Closet Factory closet is installed? What do they typically say?
Once you've had a custom closet, it's really hard to go back to a wire shelving. You see how much more your closet, you can get more out of your closet. So when you move into something that doesn't have it, that's one of the first things we notice, that people will call and say, I've got wire shelving, I just can't deal with this. I need to have adjustable shelves, I need to have adjustable rods.
Can Closet Factory help customers in any other part of the house besides just the closet?
Oh, most definitely. We do entertainment centers, Murphy beds, bars, garages. We do a variety of storage needs.
Nice, nice. I love Murphy beds. I've got one at home and folds right up and looks like it's in a wardrobe. And is there a lot of demand for Murphy beds?
There are. In our area, there seems to be a good majority of people that are trying to downsize.
Mm-hmm.
And a Murphy bed allows you to have an office in a room that can also convert into a guest bedroom.
Mm, very good. Yeah, exactly. You use that office all the time, but then you only have guests that visit every now and then. And so, it's to be able to convert that office into a spare bedroom when you've got company. That's awesome. Well, how can folks get more information about the Closet Factory?
Well, they can call me directly at 843-709-4795, or they can go on to closetfactory.com.
All right. And I know I was noticing in the Closet Factory ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you folks are running a special, get $300 off and plus free installation, and there's 100% financing available.
That's correct.
That's awesome. And that is valid through September 30th, 2016. So plenty of time to take advantage of that. We have been talking with Beth Rivers with the Closet Factory. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Heather Epps. She's the social media director with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you doing, Heather?
Doing great. Thank you, Tim.
Good. Heather, we're going to kind of turn the tables now, and you're going to interview me about the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is we've been kind of teasing that in the last few weeks of our radio show. Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Take it away, Heather.
Well, Tim, we have three action-packed days coming up. Tell me a little bit about what's going to go on Friday.
Well, this is we've been doing the Fall Home Show since, I was looking back, I thought it was 2006. It's actually 2005. And so I think this is our 12th year of doing the show. And, at the end of August, August 26th or the 28th, I know the weather is still warm. People are beginning to think about fall because the weekend after our home show is when college football kicks off.
That's right.
And people, that time of year, you may not be thinking about the holidays. The holidays are really, they're only like 90 to 100 days away, believe it or not. So they're going to be here quicker than we expect. And the reality is there is so much remodeling and building activity going on in Charleston right now that if you do have a project on the horizon, it's a really good idea to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show August 26th through the 28th. Make contact with those local professionals, home professionals that can help you get that project finished by your timeline, whether it be the holidays or another time. And so to kind of give you a quick rundown, it's a 3-day event. Friday, we've had a very, very, very successful run by offering free admission on Friday, and it's positioned our home show as being one of the best attended home shows in the nation on Friday. And usually Friday is kind of a throwaway day for a home show. We have lots and lots of people who come out to take advantage of that free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then we close the doors for 1 hour, and we reopen with our kitchens, baths, and all that jazz home show party. and we're really excited. This will be our second time we're doing this at the brand new Gilliard Center. We've got the Brian Mott Jazz Trio who will be performing. All of the vendors will have catered food at their booths. So that you as a homeowner attending, you'll be able to kind of go from booth to booth and enjoy different catered food from the different vendors. There's free beer and wine that's included. The price is only $15 to attend kitchens, baths, and all that jazz. And so
that's if you get the tickets in advance, right?
That's correct. That's right. And if you wait until Friday, the ticket price jumps up to $20. So you can purchase those at CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. So great evening on all day Friday. Free admission 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we've got the kitchens, baths, and all that jazz from 7 until 10 o'clock. And it's just a really fun way to enjoy a home show. Saturday and Sunday, we've got an action-packed days going on at the show.
So I see on Saturday we have, actually on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have free design consultations with a professional interior designer. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we always partner. We're very, very supportive of the design community in the Charleston area, and we partner with local professional interior designers, and they will be offering 20 to 30 minute free design consultations for homeowners. And you can sit down with a professional interior designer, talk about your project or your design dilemma, and you'd be amazed how much you can get accomplished in only a short period of time, 20, 30 minutes. And we'll be offering those free design consultations on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you just need to call in advance to reserve a time slot. 577-7652, 577-7652.
And the best part about that is if you love the designer, you can continue working with them afterwards, right?
Absolutely. It ends up a lot of times becoming a sampling opportunity for someone, like when you go to Costco or Sam's and you try something that you hadn't planned on purchasing and you go, wow, that's really good. That's the same kind of thing. You'd be amazed. A lot of people have not worked with interior designers, and so you'll get a taste of that, and then you'll suddenly say, oh my gosh, I can't live without this person. I want to work with this person.
Another way you can take a look at some of our interior designers is to check out tryaninteriordesigner.com. And we also have a star coming to the home show, and her name is Miller Gaffney. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, Miller Gaffney she's a South Carolina native from Greenville. And she's quite a rising star. She's appeared on PBS's Antique Roadshow as an appraiser. She's very young. She's like late 20s. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Very attractive. And in her short time, she has become an expert in collecting art and antiques. And we launched this idea called Antique Home Show at our August show last year when we were planning to our first show at the Gilliard downtown. But we're unfortunately Gilliard wasn't ready. Long story short, we had the show in North Charleston. But we're really looking forward to a lot of the folks who live downtown who have those beautiful treasures to bring those out. It's free of charge. It's completely free to have your antique appraised. That's happening on Saturday and Sunday. And the hours on that are 1 to 5 o'clock each day. So definitely you want to take advantage of Antique Home Show. Get your antique, your treasure appraised for free at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
And you're going to probably want to bring something that's unwrapped and easy to transport, just to kind of make it easy to get in and out of the Gilliard, right?
Yeah, it's taking place in the shared lobby area at the Gilliard and on the second floor. And there's an elevator that'll take you right up there. But, once you park in the garage, you might, if it's something that's heavy, you might want to bring your own little cart or hand truck or something like that to be able to bring it in. But we'll have staff there to help you out and make sure that you have a great experience.
It sounds like a great event. And then we also have a new event called Inside the Architect's Mind. This looks really, really exciting and interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that one.
Yeah, the Inside the Architect's Mind, it's amazing. Whenever I speak to an architect about a project, I always learn something new and think, gosh, I wish I had done that with my house. And that's kind of the value or the beauty of working with an architect is they bring a lot to the table that most homeowners don't even think about. And so we're going to be arranging to have architects between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. They're gonna be giving up to a 1 hour digital presentation about one or more projects that they've worked on, and they're gonna be the architect who designed the house will be talking about that house and giving you insights about the challenges and different things that they did to really make that their project stand out for the homeowners.
And one of the most exciting things that we have to talk about is going to be the Dream Backyard Makeover.
Absolutely. And I don't know if I just mentioned this about the Inside the Architect's Mind happening on Saturday from 11 to 4. That's free of charge. Another free event that we have. We've got the antique home show with Miller Gaffney. That's free. Come on down to the show for that. And then Inside the Architect's Mind, you can sit down in a classroom and where they're going to be doing the presentation and get some great points for your own project. And then yes, someone local will win we're up to about a $15,000 backyard makeover that we're giving away, and we're adding prizes as we speak. It's one of those things that it's a little bit fluid as we talk to some of the advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we get them excited about donating a prize for this Dream Backyard Makeover prize package. And just I want to always stress this: we always have local winners, and sometimes you sign up for something and you're not really sure, you know, what happens to your data, and you know, we always have local winners, and you know, I think about the you know, buying a lottery ticket and the huge odds of winning a lottery ticket. You know, we usually have between 2,000 and 3,000 people who come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. So out of 2,000 or 3,000 people, that's pretty good odds. You know, you may be the person who fills out the correct prize registration form that we pull. And so great chances, much better than buying a lottery ticket. And right now, the $15,000 Dream Backyard Makeover, it includes a professionally designed landscape plan plus installation from Dig Landscapes. All of the plantings will be coming from Stax Nursery in Somerville. HLG will be giving away a beautiful water feature. Just Hardscape and Design will install pavers. Backyard Retreats in Mount Pleasant will be giving away an outdoor furniture set. Outdoor Lighting Perspectives will give away an outdoor lighting package. Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens will give away a big green egg and stand. And Mosquito Squad will be giving away a mosquito abatement treatment package. But we're really looking forward to it. And for more information, visit CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. I'm talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.